Sunday. Ribs and breathing. Please make sure your shoes are off and you are wearing clothing that you can move in. Sweat clothes are best. As always, if the activity is hard for you to do, imagine it instead, because you can get some of the same results if your mental image of the movements is clear. Please stand with your arms at your sides. Breathe normally. What do you notice about your breathing? Is it shallow? Is it deep? What parts of you move when you breathe? Do you think you know which parts are supposed to move? Are you trying to make that happen now, rather than breathing in a way that feels natural, because you think you may be missing something? Please lie on your back, and please bring your feet to standing. Please cross your arms to put a palm on each shoulder blade so that you are giving yourself a firm hug, pulling on the shoulder blades to constrict the chest. If you can't reach your shoulder blade, find a place on your upper arm and hug yourself firmly. Please breathe in and out normally, several times, while hugging yourself firmly. What parts of you move when you breathe? What parts remain still? With your arms still crossed, please move your hands under your arms so that the area between your index finger and your thumb is actually pushing up into your pits. Hug yourself firmly with your elbows. What parts of you move and are still as you breathe now? Please move your hands so that, with your arms crossed, you are holding your sides at the location of the floating ribs. You should be holding the soft part of your sides just below the rib cage. Breathe in and out now, and notice what parts of you move and what parts are still. Keeping your legs up, bring your arms to your sides and rest a second. As you lie there breathing, do you have a sense of what parts of you can move and what parts are still? Has this changed since the beginning of the lesson? Bring your arms back up to your shoulder blades. This time, as you hold yourself firmly by your shoulders, keeping your hips flat on the ground, turn your upper body a little to the left so that the ribs on your left side push into the floor just a little. Breathe a couple of times and see what moves now. Continuing to keep both hips on the ground, with your hands still holding your shoulder blades, turn your upper body a little to the right so that the ribs on your right side press into the ground a little. Breathe a couple of times. What moves now? Bring your hands under your armpits. Keeping both hips on the ground, please turn a little to the left and breathe in and out. What is moving now? Please turn a little to the right. What is moving now? And what is keeping still? Repeat the turning activity to the left, this time with your hands holding on to the soft part of your side just below the rib cage. Again, keep both your hips on the ground. After you've sensed what moves when you turn left, turn to the right and breathe again. Bring your arms down and rest. One more variation. Please cross your arms and hold your shoulder blades. Please carefully lift your head and chest just a little from the ground, compressing your stomach. Breathe in and out in this position. What moves and what stays still? Is it different from the other variations? Now lower your head and shoulders and raise your bottom and lower back off the ground, resting on your lumbar spine. As you breathe in and out this way, what can move now? Is it the same or different from before? Please repeat the raising of the head and shoulders with your hands under your armpits. Then, after a second, please repeat the raising of the bottom and lower back. Each time, you'll breathe a few times to see what moves. Finally, with the hands along the soft places on your side, just below the floating ribs, please raise your head and shoulders and breathe a few times, noticing what is moving. When you've done that, please lower your head and shoulders and raise your bottom and lower back, breathing once more. Finally, rest a second on the floor with your legs still up and your arms at your sides. What is moving now as you breathe? Is it easier to breathe? Or more difficult? Please roll to your side and gently come to standing. As you stand now, think back to the beginning of the lesson. Are you breathing easily or with more effort? Do you have a better sense of what is moving as you breathe? Have a great day.